great Christmas song there, produced by Phil Spector, famous of course for inventing the wall of sound, and then later for shooting somebody in the face. Welcome to the British Hour Christmas special. Season's greetings, and for you Americans out there who aren't allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore, Happy Holidays. We're taking a break from the British Hour tour this month to spend some time at home with our families and enjoy the festivities. And I've got a letter here from Little Johnny. And Little Johnny says, Dear Santa... Oh dear. Well, I guess that means Santa's got the letter meant for me, asking about emulation or the Mega Drive. Still, not to worry, eh? I'm sure Little Johnny will still get what he wants for Christmas. And if not, well, Johnny, it's probably because your parents don't really love you, or maybe you're adopted. Maybe your dad's been having an affair at work and your mum found out, so they've just been too busy sorting out their own shit to think about Christmas presents. Whatever the truth, Johnny, I'm sure it'll all work out for the best in the end. Maybe if your dad is having an affair, he'll leave you and your mum and take off with his young bit of skirt from the office. Still, you're better off without him anyway, by the sound of it. Adulterous bastard. So, thanks for the letter, Johnny, and what have we got in store for you this month? Well, we've got another quiz for you. The last one was such a roaring success, we thought we'd do it again this month, and the contestants will be none other than SoCal Mike and Scott. So, welcome guys, how are you doing?
I'm just peachy, UK, just peachy. I feel like a peach.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Good, are you looking forward to some questions about the UK?
Oh, I love the UK. I know absolutely nothing about it, so of course.
Been there a couple times, always enjoy the visit, a very pleasant place to go.
Okay, well, let's get started then on the British Hour Christmas Quiz. Can you test your buzzers before we start, please? SoCal?
Sega!
Scott? Good, both working well then. Can I have 2 minutes on the clock, please? Fingers on buzzers, and we'll...
Sega!
No, Mike, you can't buzz in until I've asked the question. That's how quizzes work. Here's the first round then. Fingers on buzzers, here's question number one. Which UK soap opera is set in the Yorkshire Dales?
Emmerdale.
Well done, Scott, off to a good start. Question number two. In EastEnders, what was the name of Ethel's dog?
Willie.
Well done again, Scott. Come on, Mike, get that buzzer going.
Sega!
Not yet. Only do it when you know the answer to a question. Question number three. What is the speed limit on UK motorways?
70 miles an hour.
It is 70 miles an hour. Well done again, Scott. Question number four. What year did the UK change to decimal currency?
1971.
It was 1971. Well done, Scott. Come on, Mike, get in there.
Sega!
Not yet. Try answering this question, though. Question number five. Which aeroplane single-handedly won World War II without any help from America?
Spitfire.
It was, and with that, we'll check on the scores. Scott is out in front and flying with five, and SoCal is yet to get off the mark. But let's see if round two will suit SoCal a little better. Round two then, and question number six. How many birthdays does the Queen have?
Sega!
Three.
Oh no, it's two. Sorry, Mike. Question number seven. Who is the presenter of Newsnight?
Sega!
Mr. Graham Norton.
No, close but wrong. It's Jeremy Paxman. Question number eight. Aston Villa Football Club are based in which city?
Sega!
Leeds.
Bad luck, Mike. The answer is Birmingham. I thought you might have got that one. Question number nine. Who plays the title role in the sitcom The Vicar of Dibley?
Sega!
Lenny Henry.
Bad luck again, Mike. I'm sure Lenny Henry has been in The Vicar of Dibley, but he didn't play the title role. Question number ten. Who is the Mayor of London?
Sega!
Peter Kay.
It might be better if he was, but unfortunately for you, he isn't. The answer you were looking for was Boris Johnson. Let's check on the scoreboard again and see what's happening. Amazingly, there's been no change in that round, so Scott is still in the lead with 5, and SoCal is still to get off the mark. Let's see how things can change as we enter the final round. Fingers on buzzers again, chaps. Off we go. Question number 11. Who is on the back of the £5 note?
Sega!
Elizabeth Fry.
Correct, and SoCal is off the mark at last. Question number 12. Who is second in line to the British throne?
Sega!
Prince William.
Prince William is right, well done. Question number 13, looking for some. What is the TV show featuring contestants trying to win a job working for Sir Alan Sugar?
Sega!
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice is right. Catching up fast now as we head into the final couple of questions. Question number 14. Who sang the theme tune from the TV show Minder?
Sega!
Dennis Waterman.
Dennis Waterman's the correct answer. And SoCal just needs this to make it a tie at 5 points each. Here we go with question 15. November 5th is better known as what?
Sega!
Bonfire Night.
Bonfire Night's right. Well done, Mike. You squared up the scores there with that one. So we find ourselves in deadlock. In deadlock, we have a tiebreak question, so fingers on buzzers.
Sega!
Not yet, Mike. Remember, wait for the question first. That's how quizzes work. The tiebreak question is... Who's been tampering with me question cards?
Oh, me! Oh, shit!
Oh, shit indeed. So, by default, Scott is the winner of the British Hour Christmas Quiz. A gripping and exciting end to the year, I'm sure you'll agree. And what better way to prepare us for the big day? I hope you all get what you want for Christmas, especially little Johnny, of course. But remember, Christmas is about giving as well as receiving. So if you receive something you don't like, give it back. Simple. I know what I want for Christmas. Santa's list of naughty girls, that's what I want. What would he want with it anyway? He only comes once a year and that's down a chimney. So, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all, and again for you Americans, Happy Holidays. I hope you enjoyed our 2009 episodes as much as we enjoyed putting them together. There'll be lots more to come in 2010, so stick with us as we kick off in the new year with a British Hour tour of the different regions of the UK. As I mentioned, starting in Liverpool, the birthplace of the great British tradition. Burglary. See you then.